there really can be no excuses. Even giving us, you know, the advent of technology, you know, there's a lot of propaganda and a lot of things going out that's against technology. There's a lot of propaganda coming out that's against the serpent. There's a lot of propaganda coming out that's against the aliens. There's a propaganda coming out that's against everything. So here's the fact. It's happening. And when something is happening, instead of figuring out why it happened or even sometimes how you can stop it, you have to figure out, you know, what it's really all about. It doesn't mean to delve into it. It doesn't mean to worship it. It just means that that's present in your reality. Dig into it to see what is the root of it. And so the root of things like technology, it gives man no reason in his mind that he could say, well, you know, I didn't make it. Well, if you have a library or if you have a computer, for those that are fortunate to at least have those two, or even as the Quran even says, it taught man to read and write, you know, the Most High taught man to read and write. So from that point, there can be really no excuses. And when you accept that and then you realize that it's only laziness that makes a person want to get a favor from something like a god or get a message from someone like a guru, that's reactive. That's logging on to a site in the morning to see what's new there rather than logging on so you can post something new. It's instead of looking for who's going to lead you out, it's becoming the way out for people. And this takes a whole different type of level of thinking because you've accepted a responsibility that's great. It's like a world that's on your shoulders. 4 years ago, when I came through what I can just call a portal, I was amazed. I just thought that I was going to immediately after that start finding people that were just like me. And they had already unlocked this ability. And when I got with them, they were going to take me into this other reality collective because we all thought alike. I still haven't lost those ideas. I do believe that within us, we're all gravitating around people that are on our levels. And some of those people are already invisible when you're on a higher level. The next level for me and for even those that have attained the higher states in the world is invisible. You operate on another plane. So from here, it's from here we go to we're going to what's next. And that's the other thing. If in the world you see the world go from a cycle of the golden age all the way into the space age, no matter what age we're in now, that means that we're going to the next one, which I know is the age of ether. And so you have some people that are still moping about trying to stay into their religious patterns. They're trying to stay into the Christianity, trying to stay into the Catholicism, trying to stay into the Hinduism, trying to stay into the Islam, trying to stay into the agnostic, the separatist, and you see what's going on here. There's so many of these different titles and these different paths of thinking that it's confusing. It's dividing. It sets up the division. And until we start understanding on a totality that we're all in this together, if this world is destroyed, whatever life form is here is going to be destroyed with it. So that would get one to understanding that there's multiple levels of things going on here, but one thing can be assured of, and that's every species that lives here on Earth, visible and invisible, if they don't get their act together, then they'll lose their what's just called imprint. It's something like a memory or anchor point that you have to use in order to be conscious of your previous reality. Like if your world that you were in before is now destroyed, the only way that you can access that world is through the Akashic records and starting to exist outside of time. And that's really what's happening on Earth. We've logged into a reference point that allows us to come back to what we remember to be the beginning of the end. And that's why so many people are aware of this particular point, because it was so important. It's like, what was I doing then when it was 2009, or as the Masons say, 6009? From the year of the light. Okay, so the responsibility. So what happens is the responsibility that's placed on one's shoulders when they're given a plethora of knowledge. Like, I mean, one has no clue. Like, I haven't even written a quarter or even a small percentage of what's actually contained within my brain. And that's why I wanted to do these recordings, because as me and a friend of mine were talking, the knowledge gets so thick at times, but you realize when you're sharing it with yourself and with another person that its value decreases because it's not getting out to the people who really need to hear it. And so basically what happened is I went throughout different places and different levels of consciousness to discover if there were more people that were thinking on a positive plane and ready to ascend the world. Really, not the namaste, love and light, oh, let's separate ourselves from everyone because that's just their karmic path. So what happened was I didn't find any. And then while that was all going on, I was also increasing in my levels of knowledge and my levels of power. And then I started realizing at a certain point that I was it. That it was a collective consciousness of an idea that was put inside of a vessel that could think on that type of plane. And when you accepted that, then your vehicle, your body became how that went in motion, how those dreams come about, how in the end of a movie, even if it's scary, someone gets away, how to open up that loophole within a reality where everyone, 98% of the people are really asleep. I discovered that in all countries, all populations, all cultures, that there was a level of heavy programming, and people weren't so separate, that you could go to Costa Rica and look at one of the women there and then go to India or Israel and see the same looking woman with just maybe a different accent and a couple different features, that we weren't so separate. And this started to, again, it started to increase the weight of the responsibility, but it also began to give me more strength to be able to carry heavier weight, carry multiple levels of consciousness into a higher reality. It wasn't just the one who was studying to be the Buddhist and the one that was studying to be the devout Muslim and the one who wasn't studying to be a Sufi. It wasn't just these people that I was limited to speaking to, because I was just a representative of the Most High. I'm not an atheist. I do believe that there's a form out there that exists that is way different than what man could ever conceive and believe on 3 to 5 senses. And that's just reality. If we want to limit our being into a name like God, which is backwards dog, which is really Anubis, then that was your own prerogative. If you wanted to play around with Shiva and Kali and these type of deities who really had their own agenda and were living beings, they thought just like us, probably were us at some level or degree in time immemorial. And so basically I just released to man the ultimate emancipation from all influences of stars and suns and meteorites and all of that, which was knowledge of the exact activation of the body, like what really was the alchemical method, what were men, women, and multiple things studying alike to achieve, and that was to grow the spirit, to get it bigger and to have more experience, more senses, to open up higher levels of consciousness. And being able to put that into something that was going to relate to this day and age, the 10 cycle as I call it, was the greatest task, because our level of understanding, we would believe that we are the most intelligent, and that's just not the case. It's just not. The human being is not even thinking to its own complexity. And what I mean by that is, like, the complexity of the eye itself in its degrees and levels of activity, when you ask the brain, is it thinking to that level of complexity, it's not. So that means that we're not being utilized to our full potential for some reason, which we've uncovered. But it's still also looking at something like a computer that has multiple functions and abilities, or let's say something even more limited like a PlayStation. It can play games, it can play music, and we're using it to its capability at times. But when you look at the human being and you see the heart, which is the size of a fist, that's in itself a small plasma engine, and then you see the circulation of the blood and the fluids, you understand, wait a minute, if the PSP is just full of a couple circuits and it's capable of doing this, what is the human body really capable of doing? And so what's happened is we've junked the human body and picked up these machines. And when you junk the human body, you eat junk food. You put junk in your mind. This is the cause and effect. And this is not something that is not going to have a repercussion to it. And that's where I also step in, is that I will show you the cause and effect of behaving certain ways, but I'll also show you the solution to it, which makes me, to for what I think, very different than all of the other individuals that I've seen out bringing deep information. They bring the information, but they don't bring the solution. They tell you, okay, well, there's fluoride in the toothpaste and the fluoride is dumbing you out. But they don't tell you, but you can use baking soda and it'll actually increase your alkaline level. They'll tell you your chakra centers are closed and they're dirty and they're not functioning. But they won't tell you that you can go and get crystals and cleanse them and place them and sleep with them on your chakra centers, and that brings about a different type of change that will allow them to eventually open. They tell you you need your third eye open and it's calcified, but they don't tell you that you can take Gouda Cola and open up and begin to soften up that calcium. And also, when you open your third eye, what happens? They don't even get that far. Like, when you open your third eye, at this point you have now omnivision. So you see everything as lights and darkness, and you hear every thought of every sentient form. So this is something that has to be controlled. You have to learn how to close and open certain valves. So this is not a game. People think that, you know, oh, when I obtain this and then I'll, oh, it'll be peace and bliss. Nay, the world that you're about to enter into is already populated. It's already living life forms and different things. There are already rules and structures. Even if one wants to even rise above that world, they need to understand you can't jump from the bottom of the pyramid per se to the top immediately. Doing such things would just damage the body to the point where, and spirit to the point where, it wouldn't function. Fear itself at times in the beginning is the controller of one not damaging and destroying their whole level of consciousness. Meaning, if you jump put a small weak spirit into the fourth dimension astral, goodbye. Period. In the totality of being completely obliterated, because that realm is the realm where one really has to know what they are. They have to be confident in what they are, or else everything there will immediately attempt to try to assimilate you. Then there's the fifth dimension, the sixth dimension, seventh dimension, and the clip-off, as they call it, or what the actual dangers of those dimensions are as you're rising through them to eventually get to no dimension, no expanse, no plane, no abyss. And so this is where I'm going to end off today. And I'll probably pick up later on some more of the knowledge. But again, it's scattered. So if anyone wants to talk to me and say, oh, can you address one particular subject, just send something on the post about it and just say, hey, I want to know, can you explain this? And I'll explain it. There's nothing that we can't answer. But what I will not tolerate at this point is the disbelievers. Because I tell you this, if you don't get off this dimension, once again, if you don't rise your consciousness level and get off this dimension, you will see why at every moment you should have put everything down, risked everything to do so.